This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. Nope. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, actually Quadruple D, Devin, David, DuBose, and Papa D in the house.
Triple D and Papa D.
What?
We have Professor
Ellen
D.
Professor
here.
D. So before Cinco. The break, we were getting some tantalizing stories from Devin. one story
was awful.
Was just an incredible, just bringing us down, bringing the mood down.
But the delivery was stellar.
Just the model of unpreparedness.
Now, just to update our listeners on a few key things here, during the break, we kind of recap.
Exercise my fingers.
We kind of recap over the show as far as how the last segment went, and Devin has informed us that we have no pep.
We didn't have any pep.
He's not feeling
it. I apologize. I'm not
so,
I wasn't feeling it.
He just told me I was number one.
He's using sign language.
Or number two.
Now, inside the studio.
He got coal in his stocking for Christmas yesterday.
So, sure did. For the rest of the show, it is going to be our pleasure to criticize.
Demean.
Banter. And offend. With a lot of pep.
Please continue with your 13 secrets of home invaders.
All right, so 13 secrets of home invaders, right? First one, number one, is, of course I look familiar. I was here just last week cleaning your carpets, painting your shutters, or delivering your new refrigerator. So,
not all service people are criminals. I just want to put that out there. That
you're right, but here's the thing. A lot of times, a lot of times when people's houses get broken into is from people that they've let in the past. That they've either come in, they've installed cable, delivered refrigerators, delivered flowers, delivered different things, and they kind of scout your house out.
Scoop it out.
So what I've heard you say is that people who wear uniforms are bad.
No.
No.
No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
Not what he's saying?
I'm just saying that you want to – these are things that you want to do that you just kind of want to be mindful of. And when you're letting people in your house,
so when you hire that sketchy company to come install your dishwasher, just beware.
That's the ideal is to go in, and if you're using somebody, make sure you use somebody that you've vetted.
They're not all bad. I had somebody break into my house and bring me a whole new kitchen set because they felt sorry for me.
But hey, listen, I'm just saying the Maytag guy has done a little time.
Maytag. That's why he's inside the refrigerator.
Listen, if you have someone in your house, whether it's in any profession whatsoever, delivery, working on the home or anything, and he's looking around going, yeah, where'd you get that? There may be a problem.
There might be some questions that arise from that.
Or they say, hey, man, where'd you get that grand necklace? One of the two.
Both sides of the two. Both sides of the coin for you.
There you go. Just saying. All right. So next one is, thanks for letting me use the bathroom when I was working on your yard last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
He says,
while I was in there, I unlocked the back window to make sure my return was a little easier.
So always make sure when you let people in to use the bathroom that
double check all your windows.
That they don't unlatch the window.
Sorry, my bad. I love those flowers. That tells me that you have taste, and taste means that you have nice things inside.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
There you go. I really do look for newspapers piled up in the driveway. Shows me that you're not home. Okay. Make sure that you have somebody, if you're leaving your house for a long period of time, make sure you have somebody picking up your mail and collecting newspapers and things like that.
And that person that's collecting your mail is opening it and getting your vital information.
Your social security number and everything else.
Or they do all that and then they get on Facebook and say, we're out of town.
Yeah. Well, if it snows while you're out of town, get a neighbor to create car and foot tracks into the house. That's kind of a nice idea.
Where we live, you don't have to ask them.
We don't have to worry about that.
7 degrees. Merry Christmas.
It says, if decorative glass is part of your front entrance, don't let your alarm company install the control pad where I can see it. That way they know if it's set or not. So your control pad, always make sure that your control pad is someplace where if somebody's trying to break into your house or look inside your house, you make sure it's nowhere where it can be seen for your alarm set. Okay. Good security company alarms the windows over the sink and the windows on the second floor, which often access the master bedroom and your jewelry. If it's raining outside, you're fumbling with your umbrella and you forget to lock your door. Understandable, but understand this. I don't take a day off because of bad weather. Okay. I always knock first. If you answer, I'll ask for directions somewhere or offer you clean gutters. The other one is, do you really think I won't look into your sock drawer?
Hey, listen, I've got some clean gutters in the back of the truck. I'll be happy to install them for you.
Have you noticed that when he's reading this, it's I'm just saying.
Look, I'm not going to do
it. I'm learning a lot about you today.
This is in the manner of the thief.
You can't put yourself in the manner of the thief and then say it's not you. You either are or you're not the thief.
All right, so a helpful hint is that the thief will never go into the kids' room or rarely ever goes into the kids' room because there's really no valuables stored there. So there you go. Make sure you store your valuables somewhere else. Yeah. Unless they're looking for the kids.
I mean, I'm just saying.
JonBenet. Yes.
Wow. I mean, wow. You know, we kick it up a notch, and then he's got to kick it up five more. And that is worth some talent.
It's like the guy
right
coming
there.
In working on a yard, you know, he's like, got your kids? Where are your kids at?
Where your kids? Go.
Where are your kids at? Says, where are they at?
He said,
today?
Go hey, get your kids.
Hey, man. Where are your kids at?
Where are your kids? Yeah, that's it. And he's got glasses. Yeah.
Where's that little girl you're
the yeah. horn rim glasses.
Yeah. If he pulls up in your driveway and he's got a white van
with an ice cream sticker on the side of it
and all the windows are blacked out, but he's working on your gutters.
Yeah. Might be a flip through the yellow pages a little bit further on that one.
Well, you know, a thief usually rarely has time to break into a safe, but if it's not bolted down, they'll take it with them. So just because you have valuables in a safe doesn't mean they're not going to carry it with them.
Who has valuables?
Yeah. Not many of us.
No. And last but not least is a loud TV or radio can be a better deterrent than the best alarm system. So if you're leaving, make sure you leave a TV on, TV running. And, you know, I think it's a good idea if you have your cars, park a couple cars in the driveway, have somebody just come in and check your house.
I think you should just fashion the shotgun on the other side of the door to where when somebody opens it, it just pulls the trigger.
There you go. Just don't.
That's a pretty good deterrent.
Just don't forget that you put the shotgun there when you come home.
Don't forget.
Oh, forgot about that.
If you forget once, you will never forget it again.
I always thought that would be a really good idea would be to go and fashion a nail gun sitting behind a front seat of a car. So if somebody ever sat in your car seat to steal your car, they get a nail shot in their butt.
Or you could just have a mother throw them out while they're driving down the road.
Right. Just the ejector seat. That's good stuff.
Well,
is that all tales from the thieves?
Tales from the thieves. I mean, all joking aside and kidding aside and whatever else, I think those are some pretty good tips that's built into it.
Be aware.
Yeah, be aware.
Be aware, people in your homes, for whatever reason.
I think if you go through all those steps and take all those precautions and you're, you know, just that paranoid, you just finally at the end of it, you'll decide, I'm just going to stay home.
I'm just going to stay home in my rocket chair with my shotgun in my hand.
Yeah. I can't make footsteps to the house because it's not snowing, so I can't leave.
Yeah, but it's been raining lately, and you can make mud tracks into the house.
That's not
speaking of that, mud tracks to the house.
Yeah, mud tracks.
Can I just tell you one quick thing before we get into sports?
Please do.
Okay. My son's an idiot.
Look at his daddy.
Look at his daddy.
Like father like son.
The apple doesn't fall from the tree, huh?
So this past week, he was over at the house, had his girlfriend with him. He was getting ready to leave. It was raining like cats and dogs. And it was crazy out there. So we had a couple cars in the driveway. And he decided, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go straight. I'm going to go straight into the yard, turn around, work my way all the way back through the yard and come around all the cars, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
and is this Dylan or Dustin?
This is Dylan. Logical thinking, right? He's got
in the sedan.
Taurus.
Taurus, Ford Taurus. Older model.
Tape deck Taurus.
Okay. So it's literally 3 inches off the ground. And he decides that he's going to pull straight. And guess where he pulls straight into? Right where we put our garden. So if you notice, when you pull up to the house, that's still there as far as we cleaned it all up, and we're going to be ready to plant for next year.
No more sweet potatoes?
No, we still got a bunch of them at the house. But it is this thick, I mean, like foot and a half thick, full of mud. It literally sinks.
He's just plowing the garden for you.
Literally sinks his car in the mud.
Down to the frame.
Oh, yes. Like, when you open the door, the mud was about an inch away from just being in the car.
So what'd you do?
I had to get a chain, truck. It was pouring.
When did this happen?
He had to borrow the chain and the truck.
When did this happen?
I had to borrow the chain and the truck. That is correct.
this happened yesterday?
Let's see. When was this? This happened past Wednesday. It happened this past Wednesday night. When we had all the rains coming in, it was storming all day long.
So there was two Tauruses that was stuck because one of our Tauri. one of my office managers was Jenny. She actually got her Taurus stuck in the mud.
So lesson is Tauruses are was not that, used to go mud.
if you have a tape deck Taurus,
was that after she ripped off the passenger side mirror?
That was after she ripped
off. So yeah, so I was outside a Wednesday night at 12 o'clock at night with a.
Well, then that would have been if my memory serves me and math and everything. That would have been Christmas Eve morning.
Yes, it was actually Christmas Eve morning when we completed the task of pulling his car out, and he's just standing there, and he just kind of smiling. I just look at him. I said, "Son, it goes without saying, but I love you." Okay, he goes, "I know, Dad, I know." And he's standing there with his girlfriend. I said, "Go get your mama's keys and take your girlfriend home, please."
Don't go mud.
Oh my gosh! Sorry, Jim. Didn't mean to interrupt there. Going in sports, but it is that time for sports stories with sports doctor Jim DeBose.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports. Because he's a good guy at sports.
And there it is.
Never gets old.
Doesn't get old. I think we should maybe mix in Devin's intro. Just change it up. Or are you going to stay with we'll stay
well,
with
Well, you know, we can do whatever you guys feel. I mean, y'all want to change it up a little bit?
No, let's stay with Homer. I thought I had a good thought, and then I instantly regretted speaking that. So we'll stick with Homer.
Story of my life.
Love you, Devin.
No offense taken.
Oh.
All right. You guys are familiar with the Kimdichi brothers?
Negative.
What are you people? On dope?
Kimdichi?
Kimdichi.
Kimdichi?
Nope.
Not that.
Still struggling.
Still having a hard time.
Can you say that on the radio?
And this is
it's
why
Dexter and Robert. Okay.
And this is why I'm doing sports.
Okay.
And he struggles to do the news.
This is all
they are.
Well, Christmas, you see, there's this lady, and she threw her kid out of the car.
And that's the story. So Kandichi brothers played high school football at Grayson, and they both went to and played football for Ole Miss.
Is this the same set of brothers that got nailed for the fake marijuana?
One of them did. Hmm. One of them did.
That thought he could fly?
He thought he could fly was incorrect.
But he didn't die.
In that assumption, but he did not die.
But his mama didn't throw him out of the window.
So this is different than the player that fell out, that thought he could fly and died, right? From the other one.
Yeah, this is his older brother, the one he looked up to, got all the tips from.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Let's move on to the next story because y'all just... Damn.
Hey, man. You asked for it, and they delivered.
And they delivered.
You said, he has no idea what's going on. You know, and the next thing you know...
Next thing you know, he sounds like a drunk pirate. He's just...
Look, I just want to... Further clarification,
okay,
as to who it was that we're talking about.
All right, pipe down, Ransom. I'm about to give it to you. So they football players at Ole Miss. They played at Grayson High School. They graduated from Grayson. So both of them have been in the news lately for different reasons. Robert caught a marijuana possession charge over a week ago. He's the one that quote unquote fell from a fourth story hotel window in Atlanta and managed to pull that off. And he's still hanging in there. And as a result of his behavior, head coach Hugh Freeze has suspended Robert for their upcoming Sugar Bowl. So he can't even play in the Sugar Bowl because of his antics.
That's a shame.
And so in response to that, Robert said, fine, you know, I'll just go to the NFL draft. See ya. And so, yeah, they condone that sort of behavior in the NFL. That's where I'm going. So he's expected to go pretty high in the draft. Well, his older brother, Denzel, who also played, as I said, at the University of Mississippi, was found unconscious and unresponsive Monday and taken to the hospital. And this is the second time in as many months that he has been hospitalized for unknown reasons. So no one knows.
Could be laced fake marijuana.
Maybe synthetic marijuana purchased from someone that he should not have purchased it from. I don't know. So anyway, but neither one of them are stranger to suspensions. They've both been in trouble in lawsuits, including a lawsuit that in recent years where a man accused them both of beating him unconscious. So congratulations.
Sounds like to me they're just upstanding citizens.
You know, so wait a minute. If they'd have beat him just on the brink of unconsciousness, they wouldn't have been sued?
No, it would have been all forgiven.
I mean,
that's right.
But since he went unconscious, it's $2 million lawsuit.
How did he remember that he got beat?
That's what I'm saying. I think he filed the lawsuit to try to remember what happened.
He saw it on Vine.
What I'm thinking happened here is that when they were younger, their mama threw them out of the car, and they're still angry as hell over it.
Never came back to pick them up.
Still and that angry. Mommy. That could explain why one of them is 5'11 and the other one's 6'4. I mean,
one of them hit the ground a little harder than the other.
Right on his head.
One of them looks like the mama at 5'11.
Maybe.
Is that kind of like Brandon?
Listen, all right, we got to bring the mood down here. This UGA football team is dealing with a heartbreaking loss this past week, and I just need y'all to kind of gather yourself and act properly here. Uga 9 has passed away in his sleep early Monday morning.
What was that name, Russ?
God rest his soul.
Russ.
As he was known in his private life, was 11, and retired before the November 21st game against Georgia Southern.
Just in time. Did they bury him under the stadium?
I'm not sure. I think all of them are buried under the field of play, because where else would you bury him?
Are they buried under the field, or they have the little
mausoleums?
A mausoleum? They may have a mausoleum. You know, that's something that we should find out for sure. Yeah. But anyway, carrying on.
Now, 11's pretty old for a English bulldog.
And that's why he died. He was retired before the November 21st game against Georgia Southern, when the collar was officially passed along to his successor, which
he
would
died
be,
of a broken heart. That's what
would
it was.
Be Uga 10.
And he was bit by a gator.
Uga 10, who is known as Q in his private life.
Q.
Now, Russ had a record of 44-19 as Georgia mascot, which wasn't good enough. They would have fired him anyway. He served as intern mascot for 25 games before officially promoted prior to the Florida Atlantic game in 2012. So he was an interim for 25 games. It took him 25 games to decide if they wanted to make him the full mascot or not. So they cheated him out of those 25 games, whatever their win-loss record was in that. I feel bad for the guy.
It sounds like Q is a millennial.
Q might be a millennial. You know?
Just, sounds like Russ is from one part of the baby boomers.
Maybe. Rest in peace, Uga 9. Rest in peace. Wow. And another devastating loss at UGA, one of their current quarterbacks has decided to transfer away from the school. Unbelievable.
And who might that be?
The guy that started the Florida game will be reuniting with Mike Bobo at Colorado State. So he's transferring out to Colorado State. Bauta, who is now graduated from UGA, decided to transfer apparently because of returning Grayson Lambert and the signing of highly regarded recruit Jacob Eason. I guess he figured, look, I was third string already. There's no chance in hell.
Wait, I got a question.
Grayson Lambert's going to return.
I know you're close to your break, but if he graduated from school, does he have to transfer? Can he just enroll in a new school?
No, I guess he could. Either way, he's going to Colorado State. Either way, he's leaving.
What's he going to do in Colorado State?
So he's going to probably be a starter out there, I would think, then.
Well, he does have to he is competing with the one of Nick Stevens, who's for the starting quarterback job at Colorado State. But we'll go to the break, and when we come back, we'll finish that up amongst other things.
And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we'll be right back.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.